Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Room, a Twilight podcast
with your host Bella
and Edward.
Yes,
good. At first, I was like, "What are their names?" Okay, everyone, really quick, because we always forget to do this. This is the On Call Room, a Grey's Anatomy podcast. You can find us on iTunes or SoundCloud. You can rate and review us 5 stars because we love that shit. We love it so much. If you want a co-host, if you want to get bonus episodes, if you want to get a Christmas card, if you want to be a part of our Facebook group, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/theoncallroom, or you can find us on Instagram at
The On Call Room Pod.
Yeah. And the Golden Globes, well, they'll be over.
Just they'll be over.
Pretend I didn't say that. Fuck. We just like to hang out on there. Sometimes we went live around Christmas time, if any of you saw that.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's all. That's we're done.
Have a good day.
Now we're going to talk about Twilight.
Yeah.
But I just want to jump right in because I just want to know.
Yeah. So, okay.
Brie, tell how and why.
Okay. So I haven't read the books, guys. So just like, let it be.
God, don't you want to?
Oh, yeah, I do. But I got to get through Harry Potter first. Uh-huh. But I was a little hungover, laying on the couch, looking for something to watch.
Oh, what a great find.
Yeah, and, well, my friend Susan was texting me that she was watching TV as well. She lives out in California. And hi, Susan, I know you listen. And she was texting me this scene where in the third movie where Jacob was like keeping Bella warm, and because like Edward couldn't. And that was all she said. And I was like, you convinced me, I'm starting it. And she was like, I'll start with you. So we both went back to the first movie and texted the whole time. We were watching it at the same time, but like states apart.
Time zones apart.
And then we laid on the couch, both of us separately, and watched 3 Twilight
movies. So you watched 3 in 1 day.
3 in 1 day.
How many are there?
5. Because the last one is 2 movies.
So there's 4 books.
Yeah. And the last one's split into 2 movies. And the best part was Susan, the night before, had watched 3 Twilights and then restarted them. So she, like, with me. So
2 days in a row.
2 days in a row, watched 6 Twilight movies in, like, less than 24 hours. But it was so much fun, like, texting someone.
Yeah.
And, like, being like, who the fuck is that? Like, what the fuck is going on? And, like, she'd seen them before, and so it was really great. So we decided she was coming to visit over the holidays, so we decided that I wasn't going to watch the final 2. And so when she came here, we watched them together. Yeah, it was great. And I just, like, so I have a lot to say.
Yeah.
Number one, Team Edward. Always, forever. I'm sorry, I'm not.
It's okay. No, I'm very torn.
Yeah. Number two, like, I was there for it. I decided when I started watching it, like, I wasn't going to think it was
Judge
stupid.
It.
I was just going to be there for all of it. Bella is in a super codependent relationship with Edward. It is very unhealthy. I don't know what we are teaching our little teenage girls, because that is like the epitome of true love. And it's like, wow, dude, that scene where she's watching the seasons go by and there's a possibility. It's so
Or when she sad. Just lays in the woods to like die.
Yeah.
Because he's gone.
Because he's gone?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man. It is so
also,
unhealthy.
Isn't it always got weird to me when I would think about how, like, he looks this age, but is actually, like, 100-some years old.
Right.
Like, wouldn't he not be attracted to young people anymore?
I would think so.
Not looks-wise, but, like,
mental?
Yeah, and intelligence.
Capacity?
Yeah.
But she just smells so fucking good.
That's true. Just wants to eat her.
Yeah.
I haven't watched them in a really long time, which makes me happy, because that means that I could watch them and, like, I don't remember all the details. The first one I remember so a lot.
Bad.
Yeah, the baseball scene.
Oh my God. So there's this meme. I texted my friend Steph and she was like, God, the internet provides. Because we were talking about Twilight that night, and the next day there was a meme on my feed that was like, up for debate, what's the best baseball movie out there? And then it said Twilight.
That so scene is good. So bad.
But my favorite scene of all five movies that like actually made me feel things, like Orlando Bloom feel things, is that scene in the first movie where Edward and Bella are walking into school together and he has like the Ray-Ban sunglasses on. And I was like, shit.
I need to look up a picture.
That is like in love, high school feeling, and oh, and she's like, you can tell she feels so good that she's like going in there with Edward. But also, why do they have to get married? She's like 18 years old.
Oh, I
her
see.
Her mom
it now.
Is so absent, doesn't give a shit about what's going on. Then there's a demon baby. Oh, that's so good, that photo. Oh my God, he looks so good.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like he looked the best in the first movie because he's like blue. I'm like, this super pale.
Yeah.
I hate Bella. Also, in the first couple movies, tried to do a drinking game of it when we watched the last two, but she doesn't do it as much. But in like the first movie, Bella, Kristen Stewart, scoffs so much.
Yeah. How about to the hilarity of when Jacob comes out of the woods, like on prom night or whatever in the first one.
Without a shirt
on. And like his long ass hair.
Yeah.
He really has a glow up a little bit. I know he's not your type.
Yeah, but he does.
Yeah. Once he cuts that hair. Also, I think because I am a dog person, I like that they're wolves. Because like, I need to go back and really figure out what team I'm on. But I remember thinking Jacob seemed way more fun and chill. And,
oh, yeah. And Edward sucks, but
and
I love him.
So serious and moody and fucking depressing.
Yeah, yeah. No, they all are.
Because werewolves die. Like, they get old and die, right? Not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would assume so.
Because his dad is old. Yeah.
That's the big question, because that's why I think he gets so mad that they're going to turn Bella into a vampire. But then they get to be immortal together.
But what?
And
yeah.
Have crazy vampire sex.
Yeah. I think that I was Team Jacob because of the, like, you get to still be a human. And, like, you don't have to change that. And you can just, like, chill and have fun. And he's a fucking wolf.
Yeah. My favorite line is, I was born to be a vampire. And I feel that way, especially about how extra vampire sex is. I was like, that is incredible. Whoever wrote that,
I don't
gets
remember.
It.
The only sex scene I remember is the one when she's still a human and he breaks the bed.
It's like when she becomes a vampire and then they get their own house because they like realize they never get hungry. They don't have to sleep, so they can just fuck all the time.
Yeah. God, I would miss eating and sleeping though.
You don't need it.
I know.
And then the worst child. Name, Renesmee.
Oh, fuck, I forgot that's the name.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So did you know that in college, I was telling Bree, like, the fandoms, like, I waited for those books to come out and then saw the movies at midnight premieres. And so there is a Facebook group that it's called BFF4L/Twilight Lovers. This was made, we commented on it, let's see, in, like, 2009.
Okay.
Yeah. It was me, Julie, Kristen, and our friend. No, 2008 was when we made this.
Wow. I was a senior in high school.
Yeah. So we were freshmen. And, this is, like, our friend Julie. I don't think she would care if I share this. These are some of the things we would say. Oh, we were, like, telling people what we'd want for Christmas on it. It was, like, how we communicated.
Yeah.
She goes, I want one thing for Christmas, either Edward Cullen or Robert Pattinson. I will take either. Oh, yeah. We had to say what we want for Christmas and why we like Twilight. And she goes, and I like Twilight because I think I am Bella a lot of the time. And then I think about Edward and I fuck our brains out every day of my life. And I want me some of that. I wrote, I love Edward Cullen because he makes me feel like a woman. And then Kristen said, I love Twilight because Edward is my sex toy and will deflower me someday. I can hope, right?
Oh, my God. Like, literally, like, young girls' sexual fantasies. Like, being a vampire.
Wait, here's another one. I love Henry Coleman because he is the most beautiful creature on the planet, and I'm 100% sure I would give away my life to be with him forever.
Well, that's what Bella does.
Right?
Yeah. I'm 100% sure. 100% sure I'd do that.
And then here's another one. He goes, one time I forgot about we had this group. This is 2 years later. Also, I'd like to think our common interest is sexuality. Also, I still think about Robert Pattinson all the time.
Yeah, like, these movies, like, really touched me, did something to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the soundtrack is great. I listened to it on Spotify.
Oh, it's such a good soundtrack.
Yeah, for like days afterwards. I have to read the books. I never wanted to jump on this train.
I never, but I enjoyed it.
It was like the perfect storm. I was hungover.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah, and I was just like, I need something to watch. And my friend was like...
And they're like exciting movies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's like a constant like vampire battle with like the fucking Illuminati or whatever they're called.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then there's those evil twins who causes pain. Like the Dakota Fanning.
Yeah.
And then how did you feel about the fact that like Jacob then imprints... They don't have a...
Okay, fuck! That was crazy. I was not anticipating
that. But isn't it like they don't have a choice? Like if it happens...
They don't have a choice. First of all, was not expecting a demon baby.
But she looks normal, right?
Oh, yeah. We just thought she was a demon baby, but she really wasn't. But yeah. She broke Renesmee. Bella's back.
Oh, how did you feel about... This is a Grey's Anatomy. This makes sense. It's Ava. Rebecca is the mom in Twilight.
Oh, right. The whole time I was like, smush face.
Yeah, so the whole time that I watched Grey's, I was like Twilight. Because yeah. She was on that first. Or I think I'd seen her in that first before I got to that season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Renesmee. Oh, she's so beautiful, though. Holy fuck, she's grown up.
But also, like, the... fucking like computer graph whatever baby was very uncomfortable for everyone. What was the question?
Oh, she's also in Narnia, I think.
Oh, the imprinting.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he was like, now I know why I needed to be so close to you or whatever. I was like, this is fucked up. This is a baby. You're imprinting on this baby.
Oh, you know who is the MVP of all those movies? Is Bella's dad.
Oh, yeah, Charlie.
When he has his gun.
Also just drinking Rainier beer or whatever.
Oh, and what's her face? Is the friend in it who's like very famous from Pitch Perfect.
From Pitch Perfect.
She, in an interview or tweet the other, like a couple months ago, she was just like, oh, it was when Twilight hit its whatever year anniversary. She was like, I forgot I was in this movie. Like she literally like tweeted like, because everyone was like tagging her and she's like, wow, I forgot I did that. Like,
well, like I feel like a lot of those people were not happy that they did that.
No, like there's...
Because they couldn't sign off of it.
Robert Pattinson, he was not ashamed, like, to be like, I'm so fucking happy this is over.
Yeah.
And, like, he's not done, he does movies, but they're, like, small indie,
super
like.
Super indie, like.
Yeah. And, well, him and Kristen Stewart dated for a while.
I know, and I was so sad with them not together anymore.
Can you imagine being trapped in that fandom? Like, you have to be in those, and you have to be serious about it. Like, you have to do press, and you can't talk about how shitty it is when you're doing press. Like, you have to...
Yeah, it was terrible. They're terrible.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, but that little, like, side-eye glance smile that he gives all the time. I had something else to say about this. Oh, we were, like, Susan and I were, like, discussing, I don't know, like, plot lines or something. Yeah. Like, very intensely texting back and forth. And then she just texts back, like, oh, my God, I'm so single. Because, like, we're so deep in it. And I was like, dude, it's okay. Like, I was like, I feel pretty single right now, too. And she was like, you might be soon if you continue to do this. John might leave you.
You might be soon.
Like, she was, like, in the other room. And I was, like, so deep into Twilight.
I might maybe I'll try to watch them this week when I'm in Honduras.
Yeah, do it.
Maybe I'll just read them. I'll get them. I'm going to get them on my Kindle and read them when I'm in the airport and stuff.
Yeah. You know.
I own them all if you'd like to borrow them.
You know that it was the woman who wrote it was Mormon, and that's why there's no premarital sex.
Oh, makes sense.
And that's why the 50 Shades of Grey came out, because they want the person that's fan fiction of Twilight and wanted more sex.
Okay, yeah. Well, there's also, I mean, can you imagine how many sex novels there are based off of it? Like,
oh,
how many vampires?
But I'm saying 50 yeah. Shades of Grey was huge.
Also, though, there is, wait, it's based off of it?
It's fan fiction.
Have you read all those? Because I have, and there's...
No, I'm not saying it's based on it. It's fan fiction of the Twilight story.
But it's such a different story. He's like...
No, think about it. Think about the dude, and think about Edward, and think about Bella, and think about... It's like
he's like a wealthy businessman.
Vampires are very wealthy.
True. Okay.
Very, very wealthy.
Ooh, I feel like, what did the dad look like? Am I attracted to the dad vampire?
No. Oh, no. No, no
what's
no,
his
no.
name?
Oh, I can't remember. Ooh.
I'm just going to look up the
Our little ghost of the podcast, people who, What is his name?
Dr. William. No, that's a doctor in Grand Rapids. That's an unfortunate name.
The one that he has like blonde hair.
Yeah. Oh, but what? He's in stuff. But Jasper was who I loved. And
oh,
then
Jasper
I saw him
good.
In real life, listeners, and chased him around a music festival.
Yeah.
Like stalkerish. Like we were too afraid to go up to him. So we would just get close enough to take photos with our cameras, which is fucked up.
Yeah. You should have just said hi.
I think.
But like as that cast, you would have had to have been so... Like, after the first one was so bad, had such a low budget.
Yeah.
Like, after that...
Oh, here's the baseball team.
Oh, yeah. You would have had to have been like, fuck, I don't want to do this anymore.
But it took... But the but it took the world by storm.
Yeah, and so then they had five more fucking movies.
Well, and the last one wasn't supposed to be two. It was, like, announced very late into it that they were making it two. And I remember being like, what the fuck? They're just doing that because Harry Potter had just done that. And I think that they were like, look how much more money we can make if we'd make it into two.
It was, I feel really bad for that cast because I really think they were like...
Over it.
Why did we choose to do this? But also, it completely funded them.
Yeah,
I'm
now
sure
they
to
can
be able
choose
to do whatever, they
exactly,
want.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you think they're embarrassed of what they created?
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah, 100%. Also, though, what's his face? Robert Pattinson is like the perfect thing. He was in Harry Potter and that.
Yeah.
So jealous.
I think.
He had to die.
I think we're supposed to be together.
More than Orlando Bloom?
It's hard to say.
Do you know that he's also in a band?
Orlando Bloom?
No, Robert Pattinson.
I think I did know that.
He's kind of like Ryan Gosling-esque, you know, where they're like, do music.
But he's also like very, he's not on Instagram, I looked.
No, he's very.
he's very private.
He's super funny, though. He has some really good interviews on Ellen and other, like, there's a long one.
Who's he dating?
Is he, I don't know. Is he dating someone?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I want to know. I think he's my new Orlando Bloom.
Can I be him for Halloween and you be Bella?
Yeah, I'm like really late to the game on a lot of things. This is what I mean that I'm like 13 years old again.
Let's be vampires for Halloween.
I love it.
And do glitter, like roll on glitter.
Oh my God,
that was
the best part. It's like, look at who I am, what I truly am. You fucking sparkles. Who the fuck came up with that? It's not even bad.
It's okay. They live in the Pacific Northwest where the sun never shines.
It's just sparkling.
Would you like to go to Forks, Washington with
me
sometime?
Yes, I would love to.
Also,
I read like an article on NPR recently that her house was being sold.
Yeah.
And like, that was it.
Also, how about in the first movie, because the budget's so low, when he puts her on his back and scurries up
God.
The tree?
It's so ridiculous.
I need to watch them again because I truly cannot really recount the last two or three movies.
And also each, like, which vampire thing would you like to have? Like, skill? Like, reading minds? Or
I forget
pain?
They can do that.
Painful whatever.
Painful what?
That one who like in makes you be in pain.
Or
there's like
the one can
super.
She can see the future.
See the future, like super.
What's Edward's talent?
He can read minds, but he can't read Bella's.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Yeah, right? Right? It's
I think
too
maybe,
good.
Maybe running really fast because I could just like I gotta go over there.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like seeing the future might be kind of cool.
It would also suck.
Yeah, but she like saves the day. She like. Saves the day on
100%.
On all fronts.
I love, I think I'd rather be a werewolf.
Wow.
I don't want to live forever. Can you imagine having to live forever?
And no, it sounds very tiring.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't sleep. You can't even sleep.
That's what Bella said when she sat down, you know? She was like, when she was finally a vampire, she's like, physically, I'm not tired, but mentally, I could sleep right now because your mind never shuts up.
Yeah, that'd be awful. I want to be a werewolf. And just morph into a wolf
and just
run
like
around.
Tear your jorts every time you turn into a werewolf.
I wouldn't. Well, I'd wear hot jorts. I'd wear like Dixie. Wait, Dixie? What?
Also, no one died in the end. Well, that was so great. The battle scene at the end where I thought it was really happening. I was like, oh, good. We had to kill some people off. You know?
Oh, and then it wasn't
And then
real.
It was just her showing.
The one thing I don't like about the first movie, I get so annoyed by those vampires that are after them. And then they go to that dance
studio. The Illuminati.
Studio. Yeah, the dance studio. No, I don't like the vampire government in like the later ones too.
Wait, what? But oh,
remember in the first one, he takes her to that dance studio, and then him and Edward like smash each other's skulls.
Oh yeah!
And remember, to kill a vampire, you have to rip them up and burn them.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's,
yeah,
so you could die.
I don't want to watch the first one. I just want
to
skip it.
But I'm just saying, like, so you wouldn't, if you wanted to be a vampire, you wouldn't have to necessarily live forever. You just have to get your head torn off and burst into flames.
Oh.
Oh, and then that part where in the first one where Edward has to suck her blood out, but like not too much. And he's like, he can't like stop. Oh my God, it's so good.
Does he do it because no one else could? Because they would definitely kill her?
Yeah, I think so.
And he's like, he sort of is like,
yeah. Because he just wants to like eat her.
But he has to stop.
Yeah. It's so bad.
And then he's like at the hospital, but then doesn't the next movie start with he's like, I can't do this anymore, and he leaves her right in the
immediately.
Beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. Immediately. And that's when
that's like, the movie when Jacob and her like, yeah, like get, see, fuck yeah.
Yeah, man. And then they like ride motorcycles together.
Yeah, oh, with that, I would so much rather be a werewolf. I'm a werewolf.
And
it's
the
fine.
Fucking third one, dude, where like she like tells Jacob to like kiss her. I'm like, girl, this is not fair. And she only does that so he doesn't like go to battle angry.
Oh, you don't want to be.
I don't want to be with Jacob. He's from Kalamazoo.
Really?
Yeah. Taylor Lautner? Is that what his name is? Wow. Okay. He's pretty fucking ripped.
Yeah. His face isn't that great.
No. It's like a baby face.
Yeah. But his.
And his hair. His long
but I like
hair.
That he's on the motor.
But it's long hair.
What is this photo? So. It's Edward hugging Jake. Oh, there's probably so much fan fiction.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I think I'm going to write some.
Wait, you should. I was just going to say.
I think I should write some.
Yeah, I think I like Edward is like actually hotter, but I think I like the vibe of the
werewolf.
But
I like
the
like, dark and brooding. Yeah. I really do.
Look at this. This is a fan fiction called Screw Bella, and it's the two boys in love.
Oh, yeah.
I like how the insults they always make at each other, too.
Yeah. I feel like if
I'm just looking at photos now of him. God, he can carry her fucking. Yeah. Edward just leaves her in goddamn woods. He carries
Edward
her.
Edward carries her on his back up into the trees like crazy animals. And they have vampire sex.
I still think werewolf sex would be just as good.
Mm-mm. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But also I was like a little irritated that like the first time, I feel like, once again, what are we teaching our daughters? The first time they have sex, she's like, it's wonderful. It's magical. I'm like, bitch, it is not. And also, wonderful having sex the
At
first
least
time.
They did teach them that you get pregnant the first time you have sex, just so people are careful. You know? Like, they're like, hey. Yeah. And then your baby eats and you from the inside.
Yeah, and your baby grows really fast.
That was so, she looked so scary.
Like,
I think that's probably still why I'm afraid to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my baby to eat me from the inside.
Well, just don't fuck a vampire.
I won't. I'll fuck a wolf.
And then you'll have
maybe,
a wolf baby.
Because my husband's name is Jake. I think there's like also.
And he's like big and burly.
It was like. And when that was coming out was when he was in swimming. Like it was like when we first started dating was when we were watching. I think, yeah. I also in Scandal, which again you don't watch, but there's sort of like the president, Tony, and then. Tony, that's the actor's name. I forget what his real name was. And then there's Jake, who's the other character that she, like, goes between. And I was always Team Jake. I think I'm just fucking Team Jake in all
of
my life. Yeah.
Team Jacob.
Yeah. I think I've asked Jake if he would dress like a werewolf.
Is Jake's full name Jacob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I've never called him
that. Is John's full name Jonathan?
No, it's just John.
No. Really?
Yeah, his name's just John.
Oh!
Just John.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I'm just Abby.
I'm just... No, I'm not. I'm Brianna.
Cool. Well,
I don't know. So like, if you haven't seen Twilight, just do it. Just bite the bullet. It was like a great thing to do over the holidays.
Yeah.
And like, I'm ready to get back at it again and start writing my fan fiction.
Oh, so good. Okay. Let's take a break.
Okay. Okay. So we have season 5, episode 6, and episode 7. Episode 6 is titled Life During Wartime, and episode 7 is titled Rise Up. So I am going to read the monologue for episode 6.
And then I'll just go right into the second one, because we're going to talk about these episodes kind of as one.
Yep. Okay. For a surgeon, every patient is a battlefield. There are terrain. Where we advance, retreat, try to remove all the landmines. And just when you think you've won the battle, made the world safe again, along comes another landmine. Some wars are never over. Some end in an uneasy truce. Some wars result in complete and total victory. Some wars end with a peace offering. And some wars end in hope. But all these wars are nothing compared to the most frightening war of all, the one you have yet to fight. Oh, interesting.
That's good. Very, like, battleground, battle minds, like, an Owen is very in it. So, this one's for Rise Up. If you're a normal person, one of the few things you can count on in life is death. But if you're a surgeon, even that comfort is taken away from you. Surgeons cheat death. We prolong it, we deny it. We stand and defiantly give death the finger. We're born, we live, we die, sometimes not necessarily in that order. We put things to rest only to have them rise up again. So if death is not the end, what can we count on anymore? Because you sure can't count on anything in life. Life is the most fragile, unstable, unpredictable thing there is. In fact, there's only one thing about life we can be sure of. It ain't over till it's over. Noice. Nice. let's do first notes.
Okay. First note of episode 6 is Anatomy Jane. And then I said Chubble, Ew, and Jelly Pouch. Gross.
I said Meredith's opening Anatomy Jane, creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that creepy. I don't know why I wrote that.
Do we want to do the other first notes?
Or? No, let's just go okay. through. So, I feel like it's, like, to define these two episodes.
We got the one with a pig.
That's the first one, right? Yeah. We got Owen stabbing pigs, and we got a lot of ghost Denny.
Yeah. So, can we just talk about Callie and Han's relationship through these two episodes?
Yes, because I think that's why we kind of combined these.
So.
It starts with, I want to talk about this because I remember this moment in my life, not of sleeping with a woman, but of putting on glasses.
Yeah.
But Erica, I don't like her, but I appreciate how honest she is.
Yes.
She's always been honest with Callie. Like, she doesn't hold anything back from her. It starts with her getting vulnerable and saying that being with her is like putting on glasses for the first time. And she talks about seeing the leaves and how you didn't even know that leaves were there until you put them on and blah, blah, blah. She didn't even know what she was missing until she saw it.
Yeah.
And that's how she feels sleeping with Callie. And which is like really beautiful and like a great metaphor. Also, totally remember when I put on glasses in fifth grade, I was like, holy shit, there are fucking leaves on the trees.
You really felt that way?
Yeah. Like, I remember seeing a mass of whatever color the tree was. But when I put them on, it's like you see
individual leaves.
It was super crazy. Like, till this day, one is the most strongest memories I have.
Wow.
Of that. Yeah, so that's a very good metaphor. Callie freaks, freezes. She freezes.
I was like, this scene makes me feel so bad for Han.
Yeah.
And I usually don't feel bad for Han, but like you said, she's super vulnerable.
Right.
And the needing glasses speech is great. Like, she says, you know, she's always been with men and it hasn't been bad, but like, she's super gay. Like, right, she realized, right. Gay.
Yeah.
So very gay. And I was like, okay, Callie, not a good response, dude. She could have been, like, anything, but she just, like, walks away.
Yeah, right.
She could have said, like, I'm really happy you feel this way. I don't know exactly how I'm feeling. I know I really enjoyed being with you last night or whatever.
Right.
But, like, she walks away, and you can tell Han feels so
confused
and, like, embarrassed that she was so vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And so Callie decides that she immediately needs to sleep with Mark.
Yeah, which is such a terrible response. Like, it should be so telling.
Yeah.
Because
she needs to decide, because Callie's bi, and so she doesn't have that, like, extreme.
Right.
I guess this is the storyline they're giving us, is that she doesn't feel as intense as Han does.
Right. And there must be a scene right after that where Callie says to Bailey, and I quoted it, "Don't get emotional, Bailey. No one likes a girl that gets emotional."
Yes.
And so I feel like it's just, you know, when things rub off, like, she feels like Erica just told her too much, and she doesn't feel that strongly and, like, can't relate.
Wait, I thought Erica said that. About don't get emotional.
I wrote Callie to Bailey.
Maybe that was. I don't know. For some reason in my head, because I have that same line. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. And she does sleep with Mark, right?
She does sleep with Mark. And then she sleeps with Mark again, I think. And then Mark ends up telling Callie, like, you need to go, like, you're in a thing with Han, and you're I know that you're sleeping with me and Han, but Han doesn't know you're sleeping with me. So, like, you need to go be honest.
Right, right.
Which she does, and she goes and she tells.
Also, Mark is, like, trying to be sexy with Christina, like, which is a fail. But, yeah, so.
And so, at the end, this, like, Callie is friends with Mark, which is really sweet, and she goes and she tells Han that she has had sex with Mark twice. In the day or something, and Han, or first she's like, I had sex with Mark, and Han's like, okay. And then she's like, twice. She's like, okay. And so you think, like, okay, they're maybe being honest and open, and Callie's, they're working through this.
Not.
But, next episode.
Well, no, at the end of, oh, sorry, seven, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, so in the next episode, they're still kind of, like, working through their relationship.
Right.
And Han is, like, pretty upset about some shit that went down in the hospital.
Right, which we'll talk about, because I think it's important that he's there. Because let's just hit on why. Like, so basically the heart, the guy who was supposed to get Denny's heart is in the hospital.
Right.
This affects basically everyone in this episode.
Yeah.
But specifically Han, because this was her patient that she was trying to save, and literally the heart was taken out of their operating room.
Right.
And brought to Seattle
in
Grace.
In season two,
which is so long ago.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. And
nice
so
callback.
This patient is still not doing well, is going to die.
Yeah.
And she finds out through Meredith, right? Yeah. That this was the, like, Denny got the heart. And then she, and I don't think Han knew that Denny, his LVAD wire was cut.
Yeah.
Like, how this all went down. And she goes to Chief, which, like, and just has that, like, blowout match, like, with him about it and wanting to report them to UNOS and...
like an ethics committee and...
Yes. Which is, like, I mean, rightly so, but it's funny. I feel like while watching it, I was like, oh, chill out, Han.
Yeah.
But that's because we're over it. Like,
yeah, we've moved on from that.
But if you'd seen that in season two, I'd be like, fuck yeah, like, this is not okay what just happened.
And Richard being like, I handled it. Which,
yeah, which I thought that was interesting that she was like, why wasn't this reported? And he was like, it was to me. So it never went beyond their hospital. Because, I mean, they held that, like, meeting where they talked about it.
The M&E or
but it, yeah, but it never, M&M?
M&M.
It was letters.
Yeah.
So, but it never went above that, which I actually thought was interesting that it never got reported to UNOS.
Well, because then they would not be a, they would lose their status for an organ transplant.
Right.
Hospital,
which is like, I feel like that's like Chief's like thing is like, why would, well, no, okay, so that happens. Han ends by just saying like, well, fuck, I'm not okay with this. This isn't okay.
And she's very, like, this is, I feel like, the first time that we've seen Han really emotional.
Yeah.
Like, she's been kind of like a dick.
But this is like about her patient. Usually she's emotional about like herself. Like,
yeah.
This is about someone else.
Yeah, but like really raising her voice and like not just raising her voice and yelling, but like you can hear the emotion in her voice. Like it's almost like she's kind of like warbling a little.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Very upset.
It's interesting that he, like Chief says, like Izzy has changed and you're never. And then, I mean, Han has no choice, but I love that she forces Izzy to continue to work on the case.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that when we talk about Izzy. But then, okay, so then like Han is leaving the hospital with Callie.
Yeah.
And this is one of those, like, it's funny because Callie is, like, one of our original crew. And so, like, I very much agree with what she's saying. Like, you don't do this to one of your own. Like, you protect them.
Wolfpack.
Yeah, but in that moment, Callie is choosing, like, Izzy in the hospital over her girlfriend.
Yeah.
How do you feel, like...
Well, and then, like, Han is like, you can't think that this is kind of okay.
Yeah, she goes, yeah.
And then she says, and you can't kind of be a lesbian.
Yeah, she says, you can't kind of agree with Izzy Stevens, and you can't kind of be a lesbian.
And then Kelly's like, well, actually, I can. And then she was like, I can't believe this or whatever, and walks away. And I wrote, dude, there goes Erica, because that's the last time we see her.
Is it really?
Yeah, she's gone.
I couldn't remember, because I didn't know, does she report the hospital?
No, she's gone.
Wow, such a short stint.
With her and Callie?
Yeah. Does Arizona come in this season?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, or maybe next season? I don't know.
I think she comes in this season.
Yeah, I didn't remember it being this short with Callie and Eric, or Callie and Han, I mean. Like, I thought it was going to go a lot longer.
Yeah.
I mean, it started. I mean, they were friends for a few episodes in season four.
Yeah.
But it really didn't start. It's only six episodes in.
Yeah, and it's over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how do you feel? I agree with Callie, like, where Han's like, you can't kind of be a lesbian.
I think
it's like, you can.
Bisexual.
It's called being bisexual.
Right.
There's a spectrum of sexuality.
Right.
And you don't have to be either...
black or white.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly. Actually, most people aren't.
Right.
So, but I get the point she was trying to make, because I do feel like... If Callie could just be a little bit more honest about what she was feeling, I think Han would be more comfortable with her, like, being bisexual, you know?
But it's not even that, I don't even think that it's that. It's that she's, like, I like you, but I'm sleeping with Mark. It's not even like I'm still also attracted to men. Yeah. It's like I'm actively sleeping with a guy right. while you're having this emotion.
And I moment. Need to do that to see how I feel.
Right, right.
You know, and I don't think that's really fair because Han is, like we said last episode and what we've kind of, she's all in.
Right.
And she's been really vulnerable.
Right.
And she's kind of been walked all over everyone in this hospital.
Yeah. I really appreciate her standing up for her patient. Who, like, that would, I mean, that'd be like, if it was the opposite, it'd be like if Denny's heart was just taken away.
Yeah.
And then, but I also feel as a viewer who, like, loves Seattle Grace Hospital, like, don't fucking report them. Like, yeah. don't, it's like, over.
It's been taken care of.
Yeah,
thank
like,
you.
And I do, I really appreciated Callie, even though I don't think she really likes Izzy, but, like, she was like, no, like, we protect each other. Like, what right. if that was one of us? Like,
yeah.
So, I don't know.
It was, it's
plus
a difficult...
Plus fucking Ghost Denny's walking around.
Yeah.
So he's very present.
Yeah. It's a difficult storyline. I, like, this whole time Han has been in the picture, I can't stand her.
Right.
But these, like, last two episodes, I really do feel bad for her. And
yeah.
I think it's kind of a sad way for her to leave and her character to kind of be put to rest is, like... She never, like, she's a lesbian now and...
And she never fit in at that hospital. Like, no,
no.
one...
And I say now, I don't mean that.
Yeah.
Like,
I know what you mean.
Yeah. But like in this universe, in this storyline.
Right, right.
And then, you know, she never really got what she wanted and needed from Callie. And then you're right. She never really fit in with anyone. The only person she really fit in with was Callie.
Right.
And then at the end, like you said, Callie didn't stand up for her.
Right.
And so
it's weird
she
that
had
it's,
nowhere else to go but to leave.
It's weird that it started episode 6 with her saying that sleeping with Callie is like putting on glasses and
yeah.
ends with her fucking leaving in episode
yeah.
7.
It's so fast. That,
yeah.
That story.
But like, I feel like that heart storyline and her patient is such a big thing. Like
yeah.
she remembers them taking the heart and not, now that she finds out that it was done because it didn't need to happen that way, like it was done basically illegally,
very illegally
is yeah. And then he died, like
yeah, he didn't even.
I love how
it.
Meredith like just kind of was like, oh, you didn't hear about Izzy and
yeah
they were engaged,
yeah.
She cut his elf head wire. Cool.
Yeah,
it's
all
cool
right,
now
moving on.
Yeah. So that's a bummer.
So that's Erica. So that's the storyline. We wrapped
She's
it
done.
Up. Yeah,
wow. Guess who's not done though? Owen Hunt.
God,
He's just getting started.
Wow. So
should we talk about him? Or should we talk about Izzy and Ghost?
Let's talk about the pigs.
Okay.
I wrote, oh God, the pigs.
Yeah. I wrote, Owen stabs pigs, cool. And then I go, wait, live tissues? Are those pigs real? I have issues with this. Like, I didn't realize they were alive. I thought he was stabbing dead pigs.
Oh, right.
And no. then he was just like sew them back. Like,
no, they were
living.
Living pigs.
He's like, oh, they're under pain meds, which true. I doubt they felt anything.
I don't know, though. I love.
That's true, yeah.
We'll get to that. But
yeah.
also, I like that they did put a little disclaimer in the episode
yeah.
that, like, no animals were hurt. And
I was like, wow, first episode with an animal, like, warning.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be hard to watch if you were, like, had very, I mean, I have strong beliefs. I'm not a vegan, but I, like, get it.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then
he's like, fix them.
Yeah.
How
is that allowed? How did they set up the pigs to be on all of those things?
I don't know. And like, just walks in. He's like the trauma dude and is like, let's do this. Everyone's faces too. Everyone is so fucking shocked.
Also, and, when he first comes in, Christina says run and like to hide from
oh,
him.
Oh, I love that.
And
yeah.
jungle music plays. It's like,
yeah, yeah. So, okay.
There's so much with the pigs.
Izzy immediately leaves. She's
yeah.
like, this is, like, inhumane. This is cruel.
I love that she sticks to her beliefs.
Yeah.
And I don't think she can be punished for that.
No, she's like, I'm not going to be a part of this. She leaves. And then they're like, someone gets an extra pig or whatever. And then they're like, yeah, me. And then Lexi is talking to
yeah, I wrote
pigs.
Lexi talks to the pigs.
Which is really sweet. And then there ends up being like a trauma in the pit. And so he makes Christina stay
with
and
the
take
pigs.
Care of all of the pigs.
Who they've named.
Right.
And yeah, Christina named them all. And then I just love that she takes it seriously because I feel like she's proving herself to Owen because Owen is literally like ignoring her and like treating her worse than the others.
Oh yeah. Like very, it's very obvious that
right.
he's like singling her out.
Well, he thinks, and we'll get to this in
the next episode.
Well, no, it's, yeah, but it's in this one, right? It's in this episode at the end of episode 7 where he basically thinks that Christina is dehumanizes her patients. And we'll find out. I want to talk about that for a lot because I love that scene. But
I will say that I felt like Owen handled some things really well in these episodes. So Derek calls Hunt Rambo.
Yeah, and Major General.
Yeah.
They call
and so they come in and they get really upset with him about how Krev glued the guy's head together or whatever.
Yeah.
And I wrote, wait, Owen handled this really well with Mark Sloan and Derek Shepherd coming in, kind of tearing Owen apart. And he was like, what could I do differently? What would you have done? I want to learn. And I was like, wow.
They were probably expecting him to get pissed too.
Right.
They're just very, what's the word when they're
cocky.
I think I wrote hoity-toity. Oh yeah. I had Hunt use, had Karev use skin glue and the hoity-toity boys. I don't know why I said that. Derek and Mark are pissed.
Yeah. But I was like, wait, I think I like Owen in this moment that he is new at his job and he's I want to teach and I want to do so if you have a better idea, I'm open to it. And there was okay. Then he goes back to Christina and they have saved all these pigs. They did all of these procedures and she's going down the line talking about them.
Each one.
And then Owen's wow, that's great. You guys really crushed it. Put the pigs down.
Yeah. And she's
she was not happy about that. And I
don't think she did. Didn't.
No, she ended up doing it because he ended up telling her they're in pain. Or they'll be in pain. They can't live this way or whatever. And you learned all of these great procedures that you wouldn't have been able to do. Blah, blah, blah. That brings us to the whole time during this episode, when Izzy's putting penicillin in some dude's ass or something, he's like, where did we figure that out? From horses or whatever. And then they're in the OR together and he starts talking about testing on animals. And I feel like Izzy gives this great fucking speech about that.
I wonder if it's on this.
It's such a good speech. I wrote, I completely agree with her. We have the technology and the means not to do animal testing anymore. And so, it's not ethical and we don't need to do this.
Right. I wish it was. It's not on the quotes. But yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she makes such a good point.
If you want to do it, fine, but I don't have to stand by and you can't think less of me as a doctor. And then she's she talks about first do no harm. And she's believes that that has to do with animals as well. The other part that I really agreed with in that you just said, they're not in pain and they're probably not. She's like, we don't know what they're thinking.
Right.
We don't know what they're feeling. We don't have research on that.
Right.
And I, animals are intelligent. Pigs are super fucking intelligent.
Right, right.
Super, more intelligent than dogs.
Right, right.
And he just fucking slaughtered them.
Yeah.
I eat meat.
They're not going to eat those pigs. They just it's fucked up.
Just fucking slaughtered them.
I just don't know. I'd be interested, and I doubt there's research on this, but is this something that has been done before? Where did they get this idea?
I'm sure it's been done before.
Yeah. It's super weird. I don't like it.
I really appreciated Izzy, and I didn't think I thought she was very emotional in the beginning of the episode and ran out. But I think her speech to Owen was emotional, but it was also very on point.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. She might even get a little MVP-ness.
Yeah,
I think so. MVP-ness. She might get a little MVP-ness.
An
MVP-ness. there's also, with Anatomy Jane and
yes.
The thing walking around. I don't know why this was a storyline. Chief gets upset.
I think it's just reminding him of who she was when she was younger.
I guess, and there is a lot of Ellis in these episodes because they're reading her journals
and
kind of going through her life. And I wrote, you've seen the Harry Potter movies, but I said, Chief and Meredith have a Harry Potter moment when she's look at me, because he's not making eye contact with her.
Yeah.
Harry says that to Dumbledore in that one fifth movie. Look at me! And that's all I could think about. But I just think Yeah, I think you're right. It's just like a small reminder that he's still going through these issues. Mm-hmm. And also that it's not fair to Meredith. Like, she's not doing anything that's wrong. And doesn't Anatomy Jane help her in episode 7, like, figure out?
Yeah, to take out that tumor or whatever.
Right, right.
Or is it episode 7 or 6? No, it's 6.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because that little girl, yeah, whatever.
I feel like I was so enthralled with the pigs that I did not take in any information from the other parts of the episode.
I did get GGBs at the end of episode 6 when Derek brought down a box and he was like, I think you should open this one. And there were just like a fuck ton of her
journals.
Diaries.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, Meredith is going to be able to learn so much about her mom. Like her mom didn't write one journal.
Right.
She like constantly was documenting things.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting.
We also have, in the end of episode 6, Lexi kind of has a peace offering to George.
Yep.
She says that she takes things personally and gets too emotional, and she's, like, sorry.
Yeah. When she says she takes things personally, she, like, named the pigs.
Yeah.
She's talking to the pigs. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. And Alex and Izzy decide to be exclusive at the end of episode 6.
Right.
Which is big.
Yeah, because in the beginning, he was like, are we fucking other people or whatever? Yeah. She's like, you're a fucking asshole. I will say, in the in the beginning of episode 6, I really like Izzy's curtain and nightgown.
There you go.
It's just important.
A good
to
note.
Know.
It is a good note. Let's do first notes of episode 7.
Yeah, so episode 7, Izzy and Karev are in deep, is what I said.
I wrote, Christina calls Alice's journals the Harry Potter book she never had. Oh. And I thought that was, like, perfect.
Yeah. I love the quote. I think it's from Bailey. Oh, yeah, because Derek is super tired, and he was like, Meredith kept me up all night. And she's like, ew. And he's like, no, with Christina or whatever. And she says, those two come as a set.
Yes.
I love that.
Yep. We also learned Bailey is in marriage counseling, and Derek tried it with Addison.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just so good.
Before you got your divorce. Yes. Like, so mad. Stan is terrifying.
Yeah, Stan the robot, who is actually Chief.
Yeah, so last episode we had pigs for training. This episode
robots.
We have a robot.
Yeah. Yep. Which it's interesting that in this episode is the one where, I mean, he doesn't use this word, but Owen like accuses Christina of like acting. What was that?
Chris March.
Oh, like robot, you know, like not being treating them like humans.
Yes.
When really she is, but like there's a robot. I don't know.
Right.
A little mirroring. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I feel like the big things in this, let's talk about Ghost Denny.
Yeah. Okay.
Ghost Denny is fucking everywhere.
I said, wow, we got Denny Ghost up in here.
Well, and like, this is when what's happening when she's, it starts when she's with the patient who was going to get that heart and didn't.
Right.
And so, she freezes. She can't even help that guy when he's having a heart attack, which would be fucking awful.
Yeah, I also heard straight ethanol going, it sounds terrible.
Yeah, straight to the heart.
Oh, God. Ow. I don't even know what that would feel like.
No, but that part when she's like, you need to breathe, and he's just a little like, ew.
Yeah, and then, like, that's, oh, I wrote, oh, shit, Denny is here when she looks up, and it's like.
Oh, when she's on the bed?
Yeah, and there.
Isn't that episode 8?
No. Oh, okay. He's, like, standing in the hall.
He's just everywhere.
Denny is everywhere. And I feel like in this episode, we're not communicating much with him.
No, he's just there looking at her.
Yeah.
And doesn't he say, though, in this one that I'm here for you?
He says it in the next one for sure.
Yeah. But, okay, so we have Ghost Denny. She can't be herself, which is funny because Chief's like, she's a great doctor now. And, like, she's on Han's service and, like, literally can't perform.
She's being super weird.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can just tell, like, something's going on with her.
Right, right. I'm trying to see if there was anything else. Also, I just want to say, we are going to have, I think we should talk as a whole about the old couple. Like, not side off, but as a whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so Ghost Denny appears, not much interaction. She sees him in the middle of surgery, blah, blah, blah. Next week we'll expand more on that.
Yeah.
Should we talk about... Oh, so...
Can we just maybe just hold on one second? Do you remember your initial reaction when you saw Denny? Because this is the first time we see Denny as a ghost. Like, John, after watching that episode, was like, I don't care for that. Like, I don't think he understands why Denny's there yet.
Well, yeah. I mean, no one fucking did until it happened.
Yeah.
I think that... Remember? Because I remember trying to figure out what I'm here for you Izzy meant.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what the fuck? Just like, she is.
Well, so, I I always forget what that means. I think I remembered, but
We can talk about it. I think it's like he's saying, like, Like to tell her you have cancer.
I always thought it was like I'm here for you, like I'm coming to get you because you're gonna die.
Oh, could be that also. Yeah, like I would say it's the manifestation of like because he's always sad when he's saying it. Like I'm here.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe you're right.
Because I think at one point she's like, "Oh, you're not here for me. You're here for me.
Yeah.
Like, to come take me."
I think like initially, it doesn't bother me as much. What initially starts to bother me is like in next week when they touch.
Yeah.
And he's like, "See, I'm real." And that's when I'm like, "Wait, now you've lost me." Like,
but she has tactile hallucinations. Mm-hmm. That's because of her tumor.
Right. Wouldn't that be scary?
Yeah. It would be horrifying.
Unless it was like someone you loved you could bang.
Well, yeah, but.
Yeah. Still scary.
But yeah, like, I feel like it lost a lot of us where we were like, wait.
What the fuck? Yeah.
What is going on? This is not.
Also,
like,
I love that this is happening right after her and Alex, like, make
why?
A turn.
You know?
Yeah,
it's just such
Alex.
A shame.
Because,
like, she's talking about, like, that she's not going to leave him. She's not going to go crazy.
They go become exclusive.
That, like, all of these things. And then she fucking immediately goes crazy.
Yeah. And I think it's in. I don't want to talk about it yet because I think it's the next one, actually. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I remember initially not liking it, and I still don't think I do, but I don't, like, I hate it less watching it again, because I know why he's there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it was, because I was remember being like, this is not a fantasy show. Why are there ghosts?
Yeah. Also, wait, Bailey?
So we have the Owen Christina storyline, and we have the old couple.
Yeah, we also...
And the interns.
Yeah, this is the episode with the interns.
They start... This is the one where they were practicing on themselves, and then they use the dead bodies,
mm-hmm.
which Bailey has that whole, like, these are people, like, you have to respect that, which I agree.
Yeah, dude.
And also, like... Yeah, because they're for med students. They're not... I mean, they're students, but they're not...
No, and they're, like...
It's not, like, unsupervised.
Yeah, you no, like, just, they're for, like, cadaver labs.
Right, not just, like, cutting and sewing up.
Yeah, and, like, leaving unattended,
with their
open.
Food, like, was all around it. Yeah,
it's, like, so disrespectful.
Yeah, so then they continue to practice on themselves, which is also fucked up.
Yeah, like, that shit's gonna go somewhere. And not somewhere good.
No.
It's a very dark part of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. Making sure there's nothing I have on that before we move on to these big things.
Oh, I love when trying to hit on Christina.
Oh, yeah. There's the quote. He says, Mark describes Yang as too serious, no fun. And then he's like, he also says, Cali Torres is no beer bong. Like, they're talking to each other about different types of alcohol, like what type they are. And I think...
A fine scotch.
Yeah, Derek says something about, like, you need something like a beer bong or something. And he's like, Cali Torres is no beer bong.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, at the end...
Owen says, like, a fine scotch or something about
Christina. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, what else was I going to say about the... Oh, there's this great quote. This is back to Ghost Denny really quick. He's seeing them, and Meredith admits that she saw him before when she was dead. Like, she talks about that. And Izzy goes, today? Like,
like did like, you... like, no, when I was dead.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, you want to talk about Owen and Christina or the saddest episode?
Let's talk about Owen and Christina.
Okay, so... Owen's just a dick to her. And then I don't even think we can just go right to the end.
Yeah, he's been a dick these past two episodes. And then she comes in and is kind of like, what the fuck is your problem?
Well, yeah, and she comes in to report on that patient and doesn't say his name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think that he died or whatever. And he's like, what's his name? You don't even blah, blah, blah. And this is like, I feel like Christina, and we've said this before, has the best character arc and like character development. Like, and it always comes when you don't really expect it. Like, in that moment, you almost think she's going to just, like, be sad and walk out.
And doesn't know his name.
No. And she sits down, and I wrote that she, like, says that, you know, I was in a car accident when I was, is it nine, I think, like, with her dad. She tried to keep his chest closed so he wouldn't bleed out. And then, quote, when he died, my hands felt his heart stop beating. That's why I do this. It's also why I win all the contests. And, like...
And then she was like, his name is...
So, whatever it was. Yeah. And I just think, like, it was perfect because he said to her, like, because they were trying to win the solo surgery.
Right.
And he's like, it's not all about contests. If you'd known that, then you wouldn't be whatever. And I just love that she's like, no, I win them all because I had this traumatic experience.
Yeah.
And this is why I fucking save lives.
And I'm...
Also love that that's why she's cardio. Like...
Yeah.
She's fascinated by the heart because she fucking held her dad's heart.
Yeah.
Like... It's such, like, the other ones, like, we don't know why they go into what they go into. And
but
like,
this, from the minute she was a little,
yeah,
a little girl, she knew this is what she was going to do. And
I got GGBs.
Yeah, and it was very obvious. One of my notes is Owen is falling in love with her.
Yeah.
Because then he says something like a fine scotch or whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah. She has so much more, he realizes so much more depth
than what he thought.
Yeah.
Yep. And I just also wrote in caps, this is why Christina is the best. Like, I think it's cool because we easily can think of her as this robotic, just really smart overachiever. But no, like, there's a fucking reason why she does this, and that's why she's the best.
Exactly.
So I just love that. All right, Brie. Talk to me about, should we get their names?
Ed is his name. I can't remember her name.
It is, oh my God, there's all of the pigs are
named.
Yeah. Oh, that's the wrong episode. That's why. Sorry, listeners. Rise Up, that one? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you can talk about why you like this episode so much, or this story.
Rosemary. So they just go in for the surgery, and they say, like, goodbye, my love. And, like, they always say their goodbyes.
They kiss.
And they're, like, prepared and ready. They sign the DNR. We do this every time. And then...
Well, because he says, and then when they come back out of surgery, they say hello again.
Yeah. And she does not do well after surgery, and she does not make it, and she starts to code, and, like... Ed can't fucking handle it. He's like, they're not doing anything. And they're like, this is what we told you. Like, she signed the DNR. We said there were these risks. Like, she's not gonna make it or whatever. And literally breaking my heart that he starts giving her CPR and like, come back to me. Come back to me. Yeah. Come back.
Oh, he just keeps saying that.
Yeah. And like...
Such good acting.
Realizing there's something so cluey about like... elderly people, and they seem, because Bailey even says, like, that's the
goal, like, what's the phrase she uses?
Yeah.
But they're like, that's what marriage is. Like, yeah. What those two.
And then, like, having to, like, say goodbye to your love. So then the part where they should come back to him, they're fucking giving him oxygen.
Because I know, she comes in and puts it over him.
Because he's so exhausted and he can't. And then Bailey realizes, like, you can't be the one to let her go.
Right, because
like,
they're saying what you're doing is keeping her heart going right now. Yeah. The second you stop, she'll... And he's like, okay, well.
Well, I can't. And so, like, I understand you can't be the one to let her go. So Bailey steps in. And then fucking Bailey can't stop. And because she's... I think importantly, like, Bailey's going through marriage counseling and, like, sees this and is, like, really touched by this deep love. And so it ends up having to be Derek.
Yeah.
When Ed goes back and sits in the chair and watches.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Oh, my God. And this music playing. Like, this couple will forever give me GGBs. I will never watch this episode and be like, it didn't really affect me.
I knew as soon as I saw him, I texted him. I was like, oh, no. I didn't think this was happening.
I know. It's so much.
Yeah.
It's so much. He might be the MVP for me in this episode.
Well, and then Derek takes over, which I appreciate. He's dark and twisty enough to be able to, like, do it.
Yeah.
But he does it and, you know, calls time of death, which I like that he steps in for Bailey. Like, it's like a... I don't know. It's just a really good moment. Again, Bailey and Derek, sometimes she has to whip his ass into shape, but they have like a
really good
relationship. Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Oh, it's just that when he, I was like screaming and Jake was like, what are you? I was like, he can't let her go. It's, like, and just the way he's muttering and saying the things like, come back to me, come back. Like, it just breaks my heart. Jake literally goes, oh, I'll be dying and you'll be doing that to me. I was like, fuck you. But yeah, like, I just can't.
They were just so hopeful and like, it's okay. We do this everything. Goodbye, my love. See you later. Whatever. Yeah. Kiss goodbye. And then it was like, fuck, it didn't fucking work. And they're fucking dying. She's dying. He's going to be alone now.
And then Derek shakes his hand and he walks out the door.
Oh my God. No. It's so just, like, it makes my body hurt.
Because it's like, it's one thing when it, I don't know, it's not, it's sad when it happens anyway, but when they're old like that and they haven't, they've lived life together for so long, like, how does he walk out alone?
Just, it reminds me of that one dude who, like, later seasons has to call cab.
Yes. Yeah. They fucking pull
this. And he's like, doesn't know how to do it or whatever. It's just like, fuck, man. So many GGBs.
It's kind of like when dogs die and you're like, why do I ever get a dog? Like, it's kind of like, why did I get married?
Yeah, why did I find someone to spend my
life
with?
Why did I become codependent?
Yeah, ugh.
It's really fucking sad.
It's like, I think it's one of the best.
Saddest patients
in Grey's Anatomy.
For sure.
Like, I will remember that forever. You could be like, do you remember the old couple? I'd be like, yes, I do. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Let's see if there's any stray thoughts or notes. Oh, well, it is. I think it's great humor when Mark is literally trying to be sexy to Christina and like just outrightly tries and she just laughs.
Yep. I also think it's great that like after Owen has like a freak out, comes back in where George is like taking care of Stan and is like, the things I said, like I take him back, like I want to stay here or whatever. And then Stan like, get some rest, doctor. Right. Whatever.
Hunt, yeah.
Yeah. And then
poor George.
And George realizes it's that Chief. And like when Chief.
Well, because remember, it's like you should have passed your intern exam the first time. Like, and then Chief's like, ah.
Yeah. And
yucking it up.
Oh my God. He's laughing so hard. He thinks it's absolutely hilarious.
Chief is just.
There was one that was really funny, the line that the robot said. Oh, I cannot help it. I'm dying.
I still remember hearing that. So, I like that.
Like Chief said that, which is like,
I can't help it. I'm dying. I also like that it yells at Alex's bedside manner. Like,
oh yeah. And so he leaves, doesn't he? He's like, fuck this, stupid robot.
Let's see if there's any goofs in things.
I have the, I have the one up for episode 6.
Go for
6.
It.
This episode's title originated from the song Life During Wartime, originally sung by the Talking Heads. And this episode scored 15.5 million viewers, more than last week. Because that was like 14.1.
Yeah.
So a million more?
Yeah, there's a million more than in this one.
Whoa. Okay. That's it.
The episode's title originated from the song Rise Up by R. Kelly. Episode scored 15.63 million viewers. This episode marks the final appearance of Brooke Smith as Erica Hahn. The soundtrack played when Sloan hits on Yang is the same as that of when Karev and Addison sleep together in the on-call room.
Weird.
And Goof. Mark Sloan's last name is misspelled S-L-O-A-N-E on the OR board.
Interesting.
Yep. Are we rating this as a whole? Because we are.
Yeah, we have to do an MVP. Are we doing...
Oh, yeah. Let's do MVP first. I had some suggestions.
Okay.
I wrote... Oh, as a whole, Bailey and Derek for being there with the old man, like, and doing that for him.
Okay.
And also then I wrote Christina sharing the story of her dad, like basically trumping what Owen said and proving it wrong.
I might give it to Christina because she was great with the pigs too.
Yeah.
I think through both of these storylines, she like kind of proved Owen wrong.
I think so too. Yeah.
And rose above.
Again, it's even to us as viewers proving that she has more depth than what we think.
Mm-hmm. It's Christina, MVP. Hi, sweetie.
Great.
Shall we rate it?
Yeah, I'm going to rate it because of the guy and the pigs and the Christina line. I'm going to rate it an 8.5.
Oh.
I really liked these.
Yeah.
I liked them so much that I probably could have done them separate on episodes. But
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll give it.
I love the old guy.
I'll give it. Yeah, that was a lot. I would give that a 10. Doubles. I would give that a 10 on the GGB.
Yeah, I don't like the pig storyline.
No.
It makes me sad, but...
But I'll probably give it 8 scalpels. Perfect. I feel pretty confident about that.
Perfect.
I'll
call Time of Death.
Oh, very good.
Next week, everyone, we're going to be talking about just episode 8.
So watch that.
Yeah, so we've got Dr. Dixon who comes into town. We've got Meredith...
Han's gone.
We've got Meredith's weird friend.
Death. Sadie.
We got more fucking Denny.
And we got, Ghost Denny.
Yep. All right, time of death is 1:57. Beep.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets, with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.